KORN News Radio Sports, Tuesday, January 20th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krims. Seven games on the schedule this Saturday at the Corn Palace. It is the 44th annual Boys Hanson Classic. We have coverage on Q1073 and Q107radio.com. It's the 3:30 game between 5th-ranked Wessington Springs and 7th-ranked Freeman. Action starts 11 o'clock on Saturday morning. Hanson will take on White River, followed by Sioux Valley and Dakota Valley at 12:30. The 2 o'clock game will be number 10 Parkston Boys taking on Lyman. Then at 5 o'clock, number 1 Viberg Hurley in Class B takes on 6th-ranked Hamlin of Class A. And then your two night games at 6:30, number 4 St. Thomas More takes on number 9 Lennox. And then at 8 o'clock, number 1 and undefeated West Central takes on number 3 Clark Willow Lake. Arizona, the unanimous number 1 in this week's Associated Press Top 25 Men's College Basketball poll for the first time this season. Arizona received all 61 votes yesterday. They're 18-0, won a pair of games last week to remain one of just 3 undefeated men's teams left. Iowa State, they would lose for the first time last week. They dropped 7 spots to number 9 as the Cyclones lost to Kansas and also to Cincinnati. Meanwhile, Nebraska, they are still undefeated. The Cornhuskers move up to number 7 this week. That is their highest ranking ever as they are now 18-0. Center fielders Carlos Beltran and Andrew Jones appear on track to be elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame later today. As of last night, Beltran had been picked on 89% of ballots that have been publicly released. Meanwhile, Jones, he was at 83%, both surpassing the 75% needed for induction. And we'll learn that later on today. If elected, those two would be inducted along with second baseman Jeff Kent at the Baseball Hall of Fame on July 26th. The NBA announced their All-Star Game starters yesterday. From the Eastern Conference, it's Milwaukee's Giannis Antetokounmpo, also New York point guard Jalen Brunson, Detroit point guard Cade Cunningham, also Philadelphia's Tyrese Maxey, and Boston's Jaylen Brown. In the Western Conference, it's reigning MVP Shai Gilgeous-Alexander of Oklahoma City, also Denver's Nikola Jokic, Luka Doncic with the Lakers, Steph Curry with Golden State, and Victor Wembanyama of San Antonio. Those are your starters on the Western Conference side. All-Star Game in Los Angeles this year, February 15th. It'll be a different format. This will be the first year that the NBA will use the United States versus the World mini-tournament format for the game. So even though there's Eastern Conference and Western Conference All-Stars, there's going to be a U.S. team, and there's also going to be two teams consisting of international players. Schedule of NBA games yesterday on Martin Luther King Day. Oklahoma City rolled to a 136-104 win over Cleveland. OKC improved to a league best 36-8. Detroit beat the Celtics 104-103 in a matchup of teams with the best records in the Eastern Conference. The Pistons are now 31-10 on the season. Golden State beat Miami 135-112, but the Warriors lost to Jimmy Butler for the season with a torn ACL in his knee. And San Antonio defeated Utah 123-110. Victor Wembanyama had 7 3-pointers. He finished with 33 points and 10 rebounds.